If there was a way of joining a religion and becoming very religious and going to church and doing stuff like that and praying, that therefore we'd sort of earn our way to heaven, then God would have done that. He would not have sent His Son. But it says here, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. It calls us all, the whole world, ungodly, sinners, enemies of God, and powerless or helpless. That's the way we are described in this passage, which God says is our predicament before Him. But into that situation, it says that when we were powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. And again, it says, but God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That idea of Christ dying for us, not just dying, not even being an incredible example of sacrifice, willing to go to the cross when He could have walked away and being willing to offer Himself up in a sacrificial, loving way for the world is a wonderful example, but that's not the reason He did it. He died for us. That is the idea of substitution. That's a word that we use to explain what the whole crux of the cross, of Jesus dying on the cross, what the crux of the matter is, the real core issue, that Jesus died on that cross for us. And it says here, it's possible, maybe it's rare, that somebody will be willing to die for a righteous man. You know, in other words, there may be stories, and we're going to come up very shortly, we're going to be facing Anzac Day, and with Anzac Day comes the remembrance of all those who have been willing to offer up their lives in the place of others to bring freedom and protect and give their lives on the battlefield, and we appreciate that. I'm sure we all do. And it says here, it's rare, it does happen, and even for a good man, one will possibly even dare to die. But the big contrast is that God shows His love for us in that while we were sinners, while we were rebellious and it says here, enemies of God, and when we were in a place of helplessness, God sent His Son and Christ died for us. Not for good people, not for people who somehow you think it would be good to die for that person. But yeah, but no, He died for everyone. The worst person, the person who messes up so badly in their lives. They're not worthy of anything from God. He died for them, and we're all like that, really. The idea of substitution is pictured in a movie which we're going to show a little clip from. As a called most, and it's a story, actually it's a bit of Christian urban legend that has been going around for many years of the story of a man with his son and his willingness to let his son die in order to save a trainload of people. And the woman who is from Melbourne here, who put this movie together, it's actually a miraculous story of how she actually was able to get the funding and everything together for the movie. It was nominated for Best Short Movie in the Academy Awards back in 2003 or 4, somewhere around then. And it is an incredible little movie, and we're going to take a snippet out of the middle which explains the whole story of how this father loved his son. In the early part of the movie, you will have missed the relationship they had. They just loved each other. They did things together. They spent time together. And the boy wanted to go with his father to his work, and the father worked in a bridge at a bridge which was a drawbridge that lifted up to allow ships through and then was lowered to allow the train to go across. And the boy was fishing and playing, and he'd been told that it was going to be about an hour before the train came through, so plenty of time. And he looked up and he saw that the train was coming. He looked up and his father wasn't in the control box. And he calls out, and you'll see how the boy then runs to try and save the people on the train by pulling the lever himself, but he falls down into the mechanism. And you'll see what happens, how the father had a choice to make as to whether he would sacrifice his son, whom he loved, to save the people on the train, or to sacrifice the people on the train to save his son. Let's see. To allow his son, no, to send his son, to take upon himself our punishment, death, so that we could be forgiven and reconciled with him, made friends again with God and made right with God and have an eternal future in heaven, is amazing. And yet the train pictures, I think, the world as most people in Doncaster East are not here this morning. The train rushes by and people go on with their lives. They're laughing and they're putting the makeup on or doing whatever they're doing. And many people are not aware of just the significance of the cross. But this morning God has brought you here. And brought you here to understand, perhaps afresh, just why God sent his son. And what the whole meaning of Easter is. Jesus died for you. For you. And Sunday we're going to be thinking about his resurrection. But today our response is what God is calling us to do. What are we going to do? Are we going to respond? The movie goes on to show that drug addict, actually it turned her life around. One person on the train saw the father's love and later found out the significance of what happened, and it turned her life around. Is God going to turn your life around when you understand and respond this morning to his love for you? There's only one thing to do with a genuine, pure, holy love when it's displayed like that, and that is to respond in love in return, to say thank you, and to allow the God who loves you that much to be a part of your life, because he knows what's best for you, and he wants to come into your life, and he wants to change your life, and he wants to be your Lord and Savior. Jesus died for you. What is your response to him?